Oh, yeah, that was One Girl Nation, Gonna Live for Jesus While We're Young. You know, it is so important to reach people when they're young for Jesus Christ. With us today, we're going to be talking about just that with Ann Weibel. She is the director for the Western Wisconsin Child Evangelism Fellowship. Hey, Ann.
Hi, Darla.
Good to have you back today. And you brought a special guest with you, and we'll be meeting her in just a little bit. But for those who are not really familiar with Child Evangelism Fellowship, what you do, what your purpose is, how it works, could you tell us?
Surely. We are a worldwide organization in 195 countries around the world, reaching 20 million children every year with the gospel. And we are also local. That's why we are here in Western Wisconsin. Our goal is to reach kids outside of the church, kids who otherwise would not be reached. Kids can't just come to church on Sunday by themselves. They need someone to go out to where they are. And the heartbeat of Child Evangelism Fellowship, anyway, for me, as I have ministered over the years, has been Matthew 18:14. Even so, it is not the will of our Father in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. And so it's that idea of stepping outside of the door of the church and reaching the lost.
I think last time you were here, Ann, we talked about how it is so important to reach children when they're young, and how when, you know, you and I were growing up, we're about the same age, that, you know, most of my friends went to church. Mm-hmm. They had some kind of church affiliation. But today, I think the majority of kids growing up, so many in single-parent homes, so many have never been to church, or perhaps once or twice in their lives, and they really don't know all these Bible stories that we took for granted growing up. But why, to you, is it so important to reach the kids when they're young?
Well, I think not just Christians, but even secular people understand how important it is to reach children with whatever it is that they think is important. And that's why you have public schools. That's why you have people that are reaching children. So it's obviously that idea that children are ready to listen. When you try to share the gospel with an adult, what do you have to do to get the door open to even have that opportunity to share the gospel? It takes a long time to build up that relationship. If you're going to share the gospel with teens, the door might be a little more open.
It
depends on the teen. You know, they might give you a little bit of a hearing, but usually there's already some walls up. Mm-hmm. But when you share the gospel with kids, they are listening. So even if they don't receive Jesus as their Savior at that time, the seed has been planted because they've heard it. They are thinking about it. It's in there. God can plant that seed. And I've heard the testimony so many times through my years of ministry where people have went one time to a vacation Bible school, went one time to some Christian event, received Jesus as their Savior, had no follow-up, and maybe did fall away during their teenage years. But then when they get to be in their 20s or 30s and their life is falling apart because they have been living wrong, and all of a sudden they know the Word of God just sprouts in their life and they come back to God in a powerful way. I've heard that testimony numerous times over my years of ministry.
You know, I believe that is such a beautiful example of God's Word not returning void. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that. You know, that's not cliche. It's not just a nice little verse. It is truth because his word is living and active, and it can be brought to life a long time, even if it's been dormant, like, you know, the trees in the winter. But it can spring to life through the Holy Spirit. So you said you've been doing this a long time. You have been reaching a lot of kids over the years, right? How long have you been doing this?
26 years this year.
Wow. Yeah. Do you have any idea the number of kids that have been touched through the ministry that you've done?
Well, obviously, the Lord is the one that does it, but it is exciting to know that, you know, it's really one by one.
Right.
And if we look at the fact that CEF, our local chapters, usually reach 1,000 to 2,000 a year, and you add that up over 26 years, that's really, and of course, I didn't reach all those children. It's
right.
Like the gal you're going to be meeting in a few minutes.
Yes.
the people who I am able to help, to equip, to serve. It's the multiplication. So how many kids could I reach in a year? You know, maybe a couple hundred, but through other people being faithful to do what God calls them to do, it ends up being over 1,000 to 2,000 every year.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me some of the programs that Child Evangelism Fellowship uses to reach the kids.
Yes, our primary programs are the Good News Club, which is during the school year, usually once a week, right after school, for an hour to an hour and a half, reaching the kids right in the school. They can also be held in the neighborhood. In the old days, mm-hmm. they used to be held in people's homes, and they still can be. This second ministry that we have that's probably our largest is the 5-Day Club Ministry, and then we're going to be talking about that in a little bit, and the youth who train to serve in the 5-Day Clubs. Those run during the summer and in people's backyards, in parks, wherever there might be daycare centers, wherever there's children, we go for those 5 days during the summer. It's like a VBS on the road. To take the gospel to the kids in the neighborhood or wherever they are. Another thing that we do during the summer is carnivals, festivals, and fairs, where we have a Good News Clubhouse that we take around. We share the gospel and do face painting and other kind of opportunities or techniques, methods to share the gospel in that way. So those would be some of our major outreaches.
That is at the heart of everything you do. It's sharing the gospel. It is sharing that life-changing message with these kids in a way that they can grasp and understand and that touches their hearts. Now, something that you guys do that I love is that you get the teenagers involved in ministry. You train them, you equip them, and then they in turn go out and take part in the clubs and the different activities, right?
Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite times of year and one of my favorite parts of Child Evangelism Fellowship. It's enlisting or recruiting the teenagers to be able to do the summer ministry. One of the gals shared with me a few years back, she said she had gone on a missions trip with her church. And they had done a VBS somewhere, wherever this missions trip was, and they just handed a team of young people these materials to teach. And she said she didn't know what to do with them. And so they kind of felt like they were stumbling and blundering through this missions trip. The next year, she did Child Evangelism Fellowship's training, Christian Youth in Action, and she said it was just so valuable to her, and that now when she goes on a missions trip, now when she teaches a Sunday school, now when she is involved, she can develop those materials. She can go to the Bible and do a Bible lesson. She knows how to teach a memory verse. She knows the gospel, so she can lead children to Christ. And she wasn't equipped with that before. So I think the training, it's exciting because it's not just for our summer program. Obviously, it helps us to reach the children during the summer, but it extends far beyond that into other areas, right into the church where the teens are. And a lot of the teens actually do share the gospel with their peers as well because of the training that they have taken. So,
And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Is the upcoming training. It's going to be taking place in June. And where is that going to be held?
It's at Camp Fairwood. It's near Coloma, Wisconsin. Beautiful camp setting. The training's for 12 days. The first week of that training is to train the teens how to do the ministry. And then actually during the second week, they go out and do clubs in the area, actually teach kids right in the area under supervision so that when they come back to an area, they can be independently. Three of the teens will go out as a team to teach those 5-day clubs in those neighborhoods, backyards, and parks. Of course, each of those clubs is hosted by a host in the neighborhood or in the community that they're involved in. So,
okay, so you have brought with you one of those teenagers that has taken the training and has been used and been very involved in Child Evangelism Fellowship as well as ministry in our church. And we'd like to introduce you to Natalie Powers. Welcome, Natalie.
Hi.
Now, before we went on the air, Natalie was trying to keep us straight with dates and everything and titles. And it's like, so she has that young brain, which is very quick. It's a good thing. And something I also had mentioned before we went on the air, that it seems like there are so many teenagers that are self-absorbed in the selfie generation. You know, it's all about me. But, you know, in Natalie and so many other young people involved in Child Evangelism Fellowship, there is a ministry heart. Mm-hmm. So I hope I'm not embarrassing you, Natalie, but I really admire that in you as a young person. So you went through the training that Anne was talking about mm-hmm. about 2.5 years ago or so. How tell us about the training, your experience with the training, and then maybe what you've been able to do with the training since then.
Okay, yeah. So I've actually gone to the training 3 times so far, because for each year, it's always a different thing that you're learning, a different skill set. So yeah, I got involved with my church's Sunday school. I've been helping teach that. I've been able to help Mrs. Weibel at a Good News Club, one of those after-school Bible clubs. And then I've also been able to teach preschoolers while their mothers are getting into a Bible study. I get to teach these kids, not with a lot of preparation for that. It's kind of the same thing. They just hand me the material and let me go. So it's been amazing to have that training from the Christian Youth in Action.
How do you really feel that that training helped better equip you to share the gospel with these kids?
Definitely, yeah. I remember being like a 12-year-old and people in my church saying, you know, you need to be sharing your faith with other people. But I was always overwhelmed. How am I supposed to do that? How am I even supposed to find people to tell this to? Since I am homeschooled, I felt a little bit like I don't have a place, a platform to do this in.
Well, you're very well homeschooled too, very well spoken, so that's a good thing. So it gave you like some tools to work with and being able to work with the kids in these settings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It gave me a good gospel tool, the Wordless Book, and it has certain points that you just need to get across, like about our sin nature, about God's love, about who He is, things that just kind of, after you've worked with them so long, you get so used to them that you can say it in your sleep. So then you don't feel as much of a panic if it does come to a point where you can share your faith with someone. You remember that God is speaking through you, and you can remember those points to share that with them.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell us about your experience with the Good News Club. Kind of what do you do as part of the Good News Club?
Well, I used to actually attend that Good News Club sometimes with my sister, because she would be teaching it. But then once I had received the training, then I got to teach a Bible lesson every other week or every 3 weeks. Then we get to teach games, we've started doing missions time, teaching them about different stories. And then lots of growth, lots of applications for how the kids can live their faith too.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing it have much of an impact on the kids that you're working with? What are you seeing in their lives?
I'm seeing lots of different changes in their lives. There's this one kid who comes to mind when I think of growth, because sometimes he would get a little, I don't know, bored with it for the past couple years. But then this year, he's just been way more interested in the Bible lessons, and he'll start wanting to tell the lesson to us because he's heard about it from church and he's excited about it. Also, for some of the new kids this year, just throughout this school year, I've seen a lot of changes in their lives as they've grown closer to us and heard more about God and seen Him, and I've just seen Him working in their lives.
Mm. And this Good News Club is taking place in a public school, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Are many of the kids that come unchurched, do they not attend church?
There's probably a good portion of them. I'd say maybe like a fourth of them, quarter mm-hmm. of them maybe are not churched. Then there's a good few of them who do go to church, but maybe we don't know what exactly they're getting out of that.
Right. So for some of them, does it seem like they're hearing these things for the first time? You know what I mean?
Not necessarily hearing the gospel for the first time, mm-hmm. but for some of them, the stories are kind of new, and maybe they've heard of the story, but they didn't get to hear it the way we tell it, where we apply it, because that has always been a big part of CEF, is applying these stories, these lessons, instead of having a Bible story. We call it a lesson because we are teaching them something through it.
Mm-hmm. You know, God's used you with the training that you've received through Child Evangelism Fellowship to minister to these kids, to share the gospel with the kids. But for you personally, how do you think your involvement with Child Evangelism Fellowship has helped you or impacted your life?
Well, it's definitely given me a lot more confidence in what I do believe, and it's showed me exactly what that is. Sometimes it's easy to, you know, you believe in Jesus, but have you really taken that faith and understood it to the point where you could tell it to someone? It's given me a lot more confidence in speaking to other people about anything like this. I wouldn't have done this when I was 12 or whatever before I got the training. That would have been way too scary for me. And it's just given me a confidence, not in myself, but in Jesus, that I know how He uses me. So I'm not scared to the point of, oh no, I can't do it. I'm scared to the point of, well, God can do it, but I might still be scared.
Mm. So is it something that you would encourage other young people to take part in?
Definitely, yeah, because I know that it's easy to get wrapped up in what you have going on, like you said, get wrapped up in our own lives. And obviously those things are important, like our school activities, our sports, stuff like that. But in the end, what's really important is reaching other people for Jesus. That is the most important thing that we can be doing here. And I know I would not have done that at all except for this training. And also, I want to encourage people that you don't have to do it for 3 years like I've done. Even just one time going to the training can change your life, and you don't have to do it again. But that one time can help you to move on to whatever else God is calling you for.
Mm. So, Anne, how can young people, or maybe there's a parent out there listening, say, hey, I think my kid would love this. How can they get involved?
There is an application process. And I'm not sure, is that something that you could put our contact information on your website?
Oh, sure. Yep, we'll have it all on there.
And so essentially what they could do is contact me through the website, and I'll see that I can answer your questions and see that you have all the materials to get signed up, or at least to know whether this is something that you would really be interested in or not.
Mm-hmm. So. And I'm thinking, too, there's probably a lot of pastors or youth pastors that are listening right now, and they can think of some young people in their church who would just love or thrive taking this kind of training. And this is something that perhaps even a church could sponsor a young person to go. And then not for the reason, but as a result, they can come back and perhaps use some of what they learned at training there in the church too after the summer programs as well.
Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier this year. I was thinking, why doesn't everyone do Christian Youth in Action? Because it's one of the ways that you can, it's a local program where you can still, as a pastor or a youth pastor, be involved and come alongside your teens and see what's going on and see them in ministry. And it's training that's going to be something that equips those teens for them to be leaders in your youth group, for them to be leaders in your church. And that's one thing I'd like to say about Natalie. When she doesn't help at Good News Club, she does not help at these. She is a co-teacher. I asked her to come into Sunday school with me when I was doing the fifth grade. I didn't ask her to come in and help me. She is a co-teacher. She is just as well equipped to teach those kids as I am. That's why send your kids to CYIA, your youth group or whatever. If you have someone they're the young person that's looking, they want to serve God. You know they want to serve God. They have a heart maybe for evangelism, maybe just plain for God. And they need that extra step. They want somebody to help them go deeper than some of the other kids in your youth group want to go. And this is a program that can help them with that. And you do not have to invent it. You can just help to coach them along the way. We do the whole training and the program. And so I was just wondering, why wouldn't anybody want them to do that? They also get the experience in a mission, and it's local. So they don't have to go off, live somewhere else. And it's also long term. It's for summer. They can do anywhere from 3 till 5 weeks or 7 weeks in the summer. But then a lot of our kids, about half of our summer missionaries, we had 9 last year, go on and help at Good News Clubs. You don't see that in every teen and every group, but when you train and equip them, they're able to, they have the ability, I guess, mm-hmm. to be able to do those things that they would want to do, but they don't have the knowledge or the experience how to do. And that's what this does. It trains and equips them and gives them the experience so they're able to go out in all those other ways.
And I know we've talked about this in the past, but another thing that I love about Child Evangelism Fellowship is that it is so well organized, and you provide all the training, you provide all the tools, all the materials, that somebody is thoroughly equipped to be able to go out there and serve. You know, it's not just a quick little conference and then the kids are out the door. This is thorough and fun and practical, all that rolled into one that the kids can leave there. And like you said, even that week of training, the second week of training, they go out and they're actually using what they've learned to reach others for Christ. So, and that, like we said, will never return void.
Right. In fact, we do run the summer program locally like a local missions trip. So the teams can choose which weeks, and that's why it actually works pretty well around anything your youth group is already doing. You know, maybe your youth group is already doing a missions trip somewhere for a couple of weeks. Well, that doesn't mean you can't participate in CYIA and the 5-day club ministry as long as they have the training time open from June 12th to the 24th. then the rest of the summer is very flexible so that they're able to do that local five-day club ministry through CEF, as well as do some of those missions trips and things that the youth group has already set up as well. So they're just extra valuable because now you have trained people going on those missions trips.
What a wonderful ministry. Natalie, thank you for taking part and thank you for sharing today. Yeah. You did a great job.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And I pray God will bless you and use you as you continue reaching the kids. And that is just so exciting to see those lives being transformed by the power of Jesus Christ. So excited to have you here today. And thank you again for all you do. Anything else you want to say before we go?
Oh, man, you better not get me started.
I know. I'm seeing it in you over there.
Thank you, Darla, for having us.
If somebody's listening right now, maybe it's a pastor, a youth pastor, a parent, or maybe a young person, and they're saying, you know, that sounds exactly like what God is leading me to do. How can they find out more? How can they get involved?
The best thing to do would be go get on the Praise Network website as soon as you can and find our contact information there, because we have a deadline of March 31st. And so anytime before that, give me a call. I will even come to you if you would like me to, in order to show you, tell you a little bit more about the ministry. Maybe Natalie will even come with me or some of my other young people who have served, so you can get a better idea from some of the other young people who have been involved. But definitely don't wait. The as you can tell, March 31st is not very far away.
Not
so.
At all.
Yeah. So please contact me.
Okay. Again, that training is coming up in June 12th through the 24th, but the deadline to sign up is March 31st. So go ahead and make sure you do that today. You'll find all that info on our website, all the links and how you can connect with Anne and get involved in Child Evangelism Fellowship and their upcoming training on our website. Just go to the Make a Difference section right there in the center of the homepage, and that's at praisenetwork.com. Again, praisenetwork.com. Natalie, Anne, thank you for being with us today, and pray God will bless you and continue to use you through Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Darla.
Thank you so much.